Hey, this is Karen from A Menopause Moment. I hope everyone's having a great day. Today I wanted to pop in and I wanted to talk about menopause. And as we are still in the process of, I guess I'd call it the honeymoon phase of getting to know each other, wanted to tell you about some things that I think about literally all day long, because as I said before my first episode, I've been on this journey since 2007. I kind of think I'm an anomaly in that regard. I don't think I know anybody who's been in the struggle for this long, but it's okay. I want to talk today about the different phases of menopause. Menopause, as you may or may not know, has three distinct phases. The first phase, most important phase to me, is perimenopause. And perimenopause is signals that the body's starting to shut down the reproductive process. And with that comes a decided drop in estrogen. And what I'm not going to get into today, I'll do that in another episode, is we'll talk more about the science. Today I want to talk about, with these three specific parts of the menopause journey, perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause, I want to talk about the human side, the relationship side, how it affects us. And I'm just going to speak to that today. Perimenopause starts for a lot of women in that mid-30s age range, mid-30s, maybe let's say 40s. And the quick story, I remember dating someone and this gentleman's wife, his mom said, "Are you in menopause?" And I looked at her like she was crazy. I'm like, "Lady, are you crazy? I'm like 35. What would I be doing in menopause?" And she said, "Well, you know, you start menopause like in your 30s. I don't know if you know that or not." And I was like, I remember saying to myself, this woman is totally bananas. But now in hindsight, she really did have some wisdom, because there are signs that your body is starting to kind of sign off on the childbearing years. Some people get it later, some people get it earlier. Perimenopause, you start to know you're there because little things, the insomnia. For a lot of women, it starts with the insomnia. And a lot of women are in that space of, why am I up and it's 1:30 or 2 in the morning? That's for some women, that's where it starts. Some women, it becomes the vaginal dryness. Whereas you love that person, you love being intimate with that person, your body loves being with that person, but it's just not there. Your body's responsiveness falls off considerably. Those are some of the quick things. And then another one is a quick sign that you may be kind of tipping into that perimenopausal arc is irritability. I know there were times where I'm usually a very, very, as a rule, very, very patient person as a trainer or a teacher or instructor. But I know there were times where I just really wanted to kind of slap the knowledge into people. And it was like, why aren't you getting this? This is not hard. Why aren't you getting this? So those were some things, some signs for me, and the night sweats. Oh, don't let me forget the night sweats. I remember being in this perimenopausal arc and my fiance at the time saying, "Babe, why does it smell like a locker room in here in the morning?" And I was like, "I don't know. I just don't know." But I know that every morning I would wake up and my t-shirt or my nightgown would be sweaty. And in fact, that's when I transitioned to wearing t-shirts to bed to kind of help absorb some of the perspiration that would kind of come. So the next stage I want to kind of speak to a little bit is menopause. And point of fact is, you're not really in menopause, or you're not in menopause until you have 12 months where you don't get your period at all. Not a drop, not a spot, not a whoosh, nothing. You cannot have, there's no sign of red or brown for 12 months. And then you'll know you're officially into menopause. If you go that 365 days, and then on day number 366, and you have a spot or a drop, you are not in menopause any longer. Menopause, unlike perimenopause, comes in like a storm, really. All of the little delightful things that you experience during perimenopause really come in. And in fact, and as far as research goes, there are roughly anywhere, depending upon who's doing the counting, 30 to 40 different symptoms. And that's a wide range of drop-off between 31 and 40. But you have a lot of different symptoms. Symptoms can range from anywhere from migraines. Some people have tinnitus, the ringing in the ears, the metallic taste in the mouth. Some people have decidedly, most everyone gets to that point where their libido drops. You have things such as, I think I said the migraine headaches. You also have the weight gain, the infamous weight gain. That's something also that pops up during perimenopause. And everyone's like, something's off. And I remember when I was kind of swinging into that perimenopause, come out of perimenopause and into menopause, I used to work out every day. And I would go to the gym. I would do 4 miles on the elliptical. And I would do 20 minutes, roughly, lifting kettlebells or weight. And for some reason, I remember 1 week, I gained 5 pounds. Wasn't doing anything different. Wasn't doing a lot of drinking. And it just was like, poof, it was there. And I said, okay, well, let me ramp up my working out. And I did that. At one point, I was at 10 miles and then half an hour lifting. And I was still gaining weight. It didn't occur to me that it was hormonal. So I dropped that at your feet in the sense that if you are gaining weight in 2, 3, 5, 6 pounds in a week, that's a signal that something's going decidedly wrong with your hormones. And while they're checking, you may want to have a complete panel. So they check your adrenals, they check your thyroid, they check your cortisol levels, as well as the other female hormones that are factored in. Next thing I want to talk about, and as I said, there are a number of different kinds of symptoms that you can have. Depression, just to be aware, depression is a symptom that comes up during menopause, as well as anxiety. Restless leg has been kind of revealed as something that kind of crops up during menopause. Emotional jags and swings. So don't be surprised if you see a kitten or see a picture of a baby and you break it down and start weeping. It happens. So what I would suggest, if you are thinking you may be in this arc, there are a number of different symptoms out there. I will probably one day kind of go through some of the things and options that you can do, natural options. That's one of the things that I look forward to going over with you guys. But I want to come back to what we were talking about, which was the three different stages. Finally, I want to talk about postmenopause. Postmenopause is a segment where everyone feels like, I'm not worried about anything. The hot flashes stop. The night sweats pretty much stop. The weight is still a struggle. The sleep generally should be ironed out because you would have gotten your hormones balanced out or found something to kind of help you stay balanced. But there are other things that happen on that side of the journey. I've noticed that a lot of women who are at the end of the journey, who are in that postmenopausal phase, generally tend to have lost something. It's almost like they've gotten mugged during the menopausal process. And I say that because it's like when you think of people who've gotten mugged, they've lost something. They're not quite the same. Something they had before the mugging no longer is with them. And I use an analogy because a lot of women's self-esteem gets beat up during menopause. A lot of women's bodies seem to get beat up a little bit during menopause, as well as their mindset. I was in a Facebook group a couple of weeks back, and there were several hundred women who were talking about how much they hated themselves, they hated their bodies, they hated what was happening to them. There were another group of women who hated sex, they hated being touched, they hated trying, initiating or having sex with their husbands. And a lot of women just didn't like themselves anymore. And all of three of these things made me incredibly sad, because when you go through menopause and get to the other side, you should be an incredibly new creature who's stronger, fiercer, more certain, more confident, and clear on who you are and what's happening in your world. And a lot of us get caught up and whipped up in the symptoms and not what the phases of resolving those symptoms. So basically, I guess I'm saying, as we move through this menopausal journey, you should be finding things about yourself that you love, that you find exciting, that you find are amazing about you. I'm going to pause right now so that we can take a brief break. So we're back. To kind of pull things together and recap, today we were talking about the three phases or stages of menopause, some of the symptoms that occurred during those stages, and I want to now kind of talk about what I think or what I've observed that people can do and could do, because I don't want to should on anyone. One of the things that I think is really important, and I wish I had had this, is to have a support group, to have your own she gang, or to speak and discuss what's going on with your body, with your husband, your significant other, or your boyfriend. You've got to talk about it, because a lot of times I see or hear women, some of my clients will say, well, is this normal? Is it just me? And when you're in that space in your head and you're wondering, is it just me? Am I alone here on this island? It's kind of like being on menopause island and you're the only person who was dropped there, and you don't know what the hell is happening. And there's a lot of that, and which is why this has become my passion. I have often said that women, we all know when we're young girls, we all know that you're getting your period. You know you're going to start menstruating. You know that your body's going to change. That's the signal that you get breasts. And some people get a booty. And, you know, you get your period. And people go into great lengths. And, oh, you have the potential to get pregnant at this time. One of the things that really challenges me now is why, as a society, are we not talking about, or at least in America, the three phases that your body is going to go through at the end of this journey that you will get to. So no one talks about perimenopause. We snicker and we make fun of women who are flashing. Or at work, people go, oh my God, she's such a bitch. What is her challenge? And people kind of know that something's off or something's wrong, because Betty was normally a really nice person, but now she's snappy and just like, wah, wah, wah. But because it's not something we discuss. We discuss cancer more readily than we do menopause. We discuss diabetes more than that. We discuss ALS. We discuss everything else more than we do menopause. And if you are a woman who has begun a menstrual cycle, you are going to have a menopausal journey, whether you like it or not. And that's whether you go through menopause organically or whether you go through menopause surgically. Everyone is going to go through these symptoms. Everyone's going to take this journey. So I wanted to just pop in real quickly and talk about the three different stages real quickly, and kind of tie together the need for us to support and to love and really cherish women who are going through menopause as much as we do young girls who are starting their period or women who are pregnant. And the reason I bring those up, because those are times when our hormones are crazy and screaming. Oh, so we all have empathy for the pregnancy brain or the adolescent funk. All of that comes back when you're in menopause and you're going, trying to move your way through that. So while you're in those three phases, or if you know someone in those three phases, love them, be gentle with them, be patient with them, because they're struggling, they're frustrated. Odds are they are, depending upon the severity. Now, some women are, their menopausal journey is not as severe. Some women have a couple of hot flashes for a couple of months and it's over. Some women don't even have night sweats. Some women don't have migraines, menopause migraines. They don't get the menopot. That's the menopause Buddha belly. For example, it just changes. I just need, and I'm asking for all those women who are on this journey, who are reluctant to say it in public, but will say it in a group full of women, that they need a little bit of extra love, affection, and attention from you, because it will get better, because menopause is a journey, not a destination. This is Karen from A Menopause Moment, and I hope you guys have a great day.